to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had a very good doctor, a heart doctor. It took me 2 years to find him. 2 years to find this doctor. He apologized. He called me to his office. He sat down and he said, Ms. Randall, I'm sorry, but I'm going to close my office. He closed his office and he left because he said he could not practice medicine under Obamacare. That's the effect Obamacare has had on me, and I no longer have my cardiac specialist.
There's a talk radio caller who says her doctor is closing his office because he can't afford to practice medicine under the president's health care plan. Wow. Obamacare, that's what opens up the door to our number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. My name is Doug Steffen, and you're here for an hour of going from number one to number 10 in the Talk Radio world. The week ending Friday, August the 2nd, is in focus. Here's a rundown of the big hits in Talk Radio determined by the staff at Talkers. So let's get at it. Number 10, the looming suspensions in the world of Major League Baseball. A big scandal there. Number 9, the sentencing of Ariel Castro. No scandal there. He's gone. The Pope's comments on gay priests. Number 8, sort of refreshing, say some. What's going on in Egypt? Also, some people say that's refreshing. Number 7, fast food worker strike. Some people think that's refreshing. Number 6, Detroit bankruptcy. That might even be refreshing. Number 5, Snowden's Russian asylum. At least he got out of the airport. Number 4, Bradley Manning verdict. Number 3, the Wiener case, number 2, sounds like something you'd go to a bad restaurant and get, right? And Obamacare is number 1. Here is host Brian Thomas talking to Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky about the move by some in Congress to defund Obamacare.
Stop the funding of Obamacare. And I know you're on board. You have pledged to stop Obamacare. What? Why won't Mitch McConnell pledge to do that?
You know, I think really, though, it starts in the House. In order for this strategy to work at all, we probably won't be able to pass this in the Senate because we don't have the votes. But the House does have a Republican majority. They could defund Obamacare. Then the Democrats in the Senate won't. But then there would be a negotiation, and they have a conference committee where both the House comes together with the Senate, and then maybe there'd be some kind of compromise such that we either delay the monstrosity or trim the monster.
Do you think with any success? I guess if you talk about the House doing it, it's going to be in the context of the budget or the continuing resolution or whatever vehicle we've got facing us this fall that is we're facing a government shutdown, I guess, with a debt ceiling and well, the whole budget process has to be approved. That's where it's going to happen.
The whole strategy only works if Republicans are unified on this. And I don't believe Republicans are unified on doing this. And that's really the problem here is that unless Republicans all come together and say, we're going to use our leverage in the House, we only have a third of the government, but we're going to use that leverage to try to get some changes out of the president. But I think pretty much a lot of people have just given up in advance of it.
Oh, that's just a shame. Senator Paul, it breaks my heart to hear that. Why would any, with the polls the way they are, the most of Americans don't want this. We're seeing a 198% increase in premiums in Georgia. We've got 80-plus increase in premiums and coming our way in Ohio. Most of the people don't want this. In a representative democracy, that sounds like a winning argument, defunding Obamacare. What's the fear and why would anybody be against it?
Well, and once people find out what it's about, more are going to be against it. Once they find out they can't keep their same doctor, that the premiums are going up, that they may well lose their insurance that they currently have, or if they're working in the service industry, instead of working 35 or 40 hours, they're going to get 29 hours, so they don't have to have any insurance. So really, there are problems coming. When the bills come due at the state government, it's going to bankrupt state governments. Kentucky is going to really struggle because Governor Beshear is expanding Medicaid. So we've got more and more problems. I just hope we can stop it before it all is implemented.
Well, hope's a big word.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't come to a bottoming out. What I would say is that so many of these things can be fixed. There are simple answers to all of this. Even balancing the budget and eradicating the debt, really, if you cut the budget by 1%, the penny plan, cut $1 out of every $100, you can balance the budget within a couple of years now.
Up next, if you're interested in hearing what the discussions have been on Obamacare, you'll enjoy what's going to happen in just a few minutes here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store, like exclusive Shure white microphones, 39 bucks. Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustics, 74% off list, 89 bucks. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Not a member yet? Not a problem. Shop Sam's Club during our open house, August 2nd through 4th. Everyone's invited to shop the club with no membership required. Come in and see how much you can save at our Sam's Club open house this weekend only. Sam's Club. Join and save. Because life is better when you're in the club.
This is the Talk Radio Review. My name is Doug Steffen, here every week counting up and down and around and sideways and through the Talk Radio world. Top 10 topics of the week. Obamacare, number one on the countdown. Host Rich Zeoli talking to Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania about why Toomey hasn't signed on to the move in Congress to defund the president's health care plan.
Are you on the Cruz and Lee team of defunding Obamacare?
Well, I'm totally in favor of defunding Obamacare. I'm an original co-sponsor of the bill that would do that, and I've made it very clear. I want to completely repeal it. I've not signed on to the letter at this point for a few reasons, and the reasons are entirely tactical. The question is, does my signing that letter and do other senators signing that letter help us get this legislation either dismantled, defunded, or repealed sooner, or does it not? And I'm not convinced that it actually does for a few reasons. One, I know for sure we don't have the votes. That's not in question. I know we don't have enough Republican senators that would be willing to say we're going to not fund the government at all if there's any money for Obamacare. Second thing is the vast majority of Obamacare gets funded outside of the discretionary spending process. So even if we completely zeroed out Obamacare in the continuing resolution, which is the bill that is the subject of the letter, a big majority of Obamacare still goes forward. All the taxes still go forward. The individual mandate still gets imposed. The exchanges still get set up. Medicare cuts still get made and restructured. I mean, all of that stuff goes on because it comes from other categories of government spending. You know, I don't want to mislead anybody, and that's certainly not the intent of Mike Lee and the fellows who are behind this letter. I think they have an understandable approach. I'm just not convinced it's the best tactic. But my point is, what I would like to get out of the continuing resolution is the lowest possible level of spending absolutely has to be no higher than the Budget Control Act we agreed to in 2011, and I want to dismantle as much as possible of Obamacare. I mean, I don't think the president's going to sign a bill that repeals the whole thing. I'd do it in a heartbeat if we could, but look, this is the president's signature achievement. He's not going to sign that. But maybe we can peel off pieces. Maybe we could put an end to the medical device tax, which would be huge for Pennsylvania and for our economy. Maybe we can delay the implementation of the individual mandate as a one-off piece. Maybe we can find some other discrete areas where we can prevent them from going into effect. So those are the kinds of things that I think are realistic. I'd like to accomplish if we can. That's my thought on this.
And now your review, your reaction, talk radio around the country with a couple of sample calls on the ongoing debate over Obamacare.
I've always been a healthy person. I never went to a doctor unless it's an emergency. And then I get up here and I got involved in this health care stuff. I found out that I figured it just logical. Doctors, you know, they're in business to make money, and these drug companies out there, they got drug for everything. So I quit seeing doctors. I quit taking any kind of drug, legal or illegal. I don't even take aspirin. I just open a window and get some fresh air. You know, it works just as fast. You know, and it keeps my metabolism straight. I believe our bodies are made to fix themselves. And these doctors scare you up. Oh, you might have this. Oh, that might happen. And got to run some tests, and they start like a bunch of vampires jumping on you with their needles, sucking out blood, and running these tests. Well, they ran tests on me, and they found out, they said I had hepatitis B. And my brother died from hepatitis C, and I was down there around him. I was a little scared, so I started going. They sent me three other doctors. And, you know, come to find out, I ain't got nothing.
My mother-in-law is, the donut hole is going to shrink as far as her prescription drugs are concerned. My daughter will be able to find a job with insurance with a previous health care concern. And my granddaughters, one of them was able to stay on her parents' health care insurance until she found a job after graduated college, and then I have another granddaughter who is on her parents' health care insurance. It's affected three generations of our family.
I'm not exactly sure how this Obamacare is going to affect me. I'm 62 years old right now, and since President Obama's been in office, I have lost my job and been out of work for 2.5 years now, so I'm hoping that in 3 years when Medicare kicks in that I'll be covered by that, but if not, then I'll be in real trouble.
I am a volunteer. I drive people to doctor's appointments and such, and in the last few months I have two ladies that I took to appointments. They were over 65, so apparently there's a complete physical that's available when you're 65. And the one lady found out that she had diabetes, and another woman had high blood pressure. So I think this is wonderful.
Up next, we shift the focus to Mr. Weiner and Mr. Manning, or should I say Private Manning, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Continuation of the review of the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. At number two this week, the Anthony Weiner case. Talk hosts John Howell and Amy Jacobson with New York host Curtis Sliwa. And the focus is how New Yorkers are reacting to Anthony Weiner. Knowing Sliwa, this ought to be pretty interesting.
All week long, I've been arguing with Amy about Anthony Weiner. I said New Yorkers are far too astute, far too savvy, even though you've leaned towards carpetbaggers in the past, to continue to support this Anthony Weiner creep. Your thoughts?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, Anthony the Weiner can continue to lie to us over and over. You see, he's the new Jack Flasher, sort of without ever having had sex directly with any of the women that he's engaged. So a lot of the old-time altacockers are saying, wait a second, look at the Kennedys, look at Bill Clinton. That was real sex with real women, in which we were lied to over and over and over. This is nothing in comparison. So we've been spun before in New York City, and we'll be spun again. So we're going to see how this plays out. But he ain't leaving this race. He's in it to lose, but to come back in a different way.
Well, what do you think he'll come back?
Well, I think after proving that he could stand up to the torrent of criticism, that like all politicians, until death do they part, they're always looking for the next office to run for. I think this time, though, he may scale down his neurotic ways of thinking that he's entitled to be mayor.
Curtis, do you think his wife, Uma, is going to stay with him?
Oh, Uma is there, body, mind, and soul. If you may have noticed, she recently had a sit-down with Hillary, her mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary was in it for the whole nine yards. Uma's not going anywhere. She's been enabling him, encouraging him to stay in office, although he chose to leave after that six-week roller coaster ride the first time, and to run for the mayoralty. She said nothing publicly or through third parties to suggest that she hasn't enabled him, and so she's on for the ride.
The verdict in the Bradley Manning trial, number three on the countdown, here's what some talk radio folks had to say about the case of Mr. Manning and this week's verdict.
I am just appalled that we have a group of young men in this country that sign up, they take an oath to protect this country, and then they turn around and they give our secrets out to folks. And people die on the other end of that. I served 26 years in the military, and I didn't, you know, we had the walkers maybe in my time, but know, this Snowden, this Bradley Manning, people die when stuff like this happens, you know. Giving out embassy secrets, hey, you know, collateral damage, it happens during war. But those are American secrets, and it's not up to some private or some low-level individual to take up the flag and give away our nation's secrets. That's wrong, and I don't think it speaks well for that generation of young kids. I don't think it sets the right example that we should be setting and seeing of our country. And, you know, our freedoms were paid for in blood. They were paid for in blood by our forefathers, our grandfathers, and for these kids to give this stuff away is just, it's just horrible. And for me, they're traitors, and they should be punished as such.
I think that Bradley and, that Manning and Snowden deserve a minimum sentence of 20 years. That should be the very minimum. We can't have a military if this is going to, we cannot defend this country. If we are going to make heroes out of traitors, it just doesn't make sense. 20 years should be the minimum. There should be no chance of parole under 20 years. I think that both of them deserve more than 20 years.
Edward Snowden and the Detroit bankruptcy are in the focus. How about that? Next on the Talk Radio Countdown show, just for you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen, welcome back to the Talk Radio World Review. This is, yes, the big stuff going on across the country in conversation on News Talk Radio stations, the issue-oriented so-called political talk stations. Number four in the countdown, Edward Snowden's Russian Asylum. Host Ro Khan and Richard Roper talking to former chairman of the RNC, Michael Steele, about this.
This is kind of an embarrassing problem. Don't we have, over at the White House, don't they have a little bit of a...
They're a little bit in knots right now.
Yeah.
They've got questions arising whether or not the president will move forward on his planned trip to Russia this fall. The Olympics are now on the table for a growing number, and I'm not exaggerating that. It is a growing number of members of Congress who at least want to see how that plays out.
Not well, by the way. Not well, because we're all old enough to remember 1980, and unfortunately, we're all old enough to remember. Well, most of us are in this room, and that did not work out well for Jimmy Carter. That did not work out well for. That didn't make any sense.
You're punishing the wrong people,
right?
Well, you're punishing the wrong people, but again, it is. It's one of those pieces that gets injected into the noise stream, and it just makes the White House have to work that much harder to either damp down the noise, make the story go away, or actually do something to change the narrative. And the only thing that they can really do right now is probably nothing. I mean, because we don't really know what the impact of the Russians' decision to allow Snowden in for on a one-year, let's call it a visa, to be on Russian soil. We don't know, and the U.S. is probably right now scrambling to find out how much data mining he's actually going to allow the Russians to do with what he has and what he knows. And that's a big part of this as well. So they're trying to figure out how they're going to push back. This administration seems to walk its way into one international situation after another with very little forethought to how they're going to come out on the other side.
Well, Michael, I mean, it's not really the Obama administration's fault that this guy went rogue. It's how they handle it now, right?
Right. No, that's what I mean. I mean, it's clearly that's not. I mean, you can't stop the guy from leaking necessarily, and you certainly can't control his getting on a plane before you get the full impact of what he's done and landing on foreign soil. But I think that there has to be a level of back channel conversations that let the players know just how serious we are about this. And from what I've heard in talking to some on the Hill and some in the intelligence community, community. Just had a conversation with some folks yesterday. The kinds of pressures that we've seen placed by the U.S. in the past are not necessarily being asserted here, and that I think is
what. And what sort of things would that be? What does the president or even Congress, for that matter, have in its arsenal they can use?
There's a lot. There's aid. There are bilateral relationships. There are things that these other folks want from us that are not necessarily on the front page of the Washington Post or the Chicago Tribune. And so there are a number of things that in the past have been part of the discussions to sort of help people come back from the brink. I think from some of the folks that I've been, you know, in conversation with, they said, you know, getting to the point where the Russians actually, you know, pull the trigger and let this guy in, when you consider how long he's been sitting in that airport terminal.
Yeah. It's getting moldy, that guy.
Right. That's the kind of thing that has some in the intelligence community kind of scratching their heads.
Detroit's bankruptcy, number 5 on the countdown. Host Paul W. Smith talking to Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, one of the well-known senators, about the uproar in Washington over whether Detroit ought to be bailed out or not. But nobody in Detroit has asked for a bailout, so why would there be consideration of this? Good question.
It is just a little disappointing that so many people in Washington start to immediately say, well, we're not bailing them out. I mean, nobody asked them for a bailout at this point. We do want them to pay attention to what's happening in Detroit. But my goodness, what are your fellow senators saying there in Washington?
Well, there's a few of them who are trying to make political points out of this by saying there's not going to be a bailout when no one's asking for a bailout. And it's obvious that some political posturing going on. A couple of my Republican buddies here are just overdoing it, and we've let them know that.
So, at this point, what do you think the federal government's role may or may not have for a Detroit bankruptcy, Senator Levin?
Well, putting aside other than the bankruptcy law itself, which is a federal law, the role of the administration and the Congress should be to identify ways of helping the city and its pensioners and retirees and people who are hoping will be able to not get hit too hard by this. Obviously, when you go through bankruptcy, there's going to be some people who took risks, like the bondholders, who are going to be out. And that's what bankruptcy is all about, and it gives people and it gives cities new chances for new starts.
Well, we know that. I mean, bondholders went in with eyes wide open, and a lot of them probably are going to get burned. The people that a lot of people are concerned about are the people who had no hand in this at all, other than working hard and believing they were going to get their pensions, and that's not working out so well, or possibly isn't, and that's why Attorney General Bill Schuette was saying he's going before the federal judge to stake a claim for the pensioners of Detroit.
Right. Well, he's the Attorney General. He's there to enforce the Constitution. I give him credit for doing that. It's a position which is different from what the governor has taken, but the Attorney General has the responsibility under our law to protect the rights of our citizens. And so I give Bill Schuette credit for doing just that. The Constitution seems clear that you can't diminish the rights of people with pensions in our state. And so that's what his call is. And but that's up for the bankruptcy court. That's up for the trustee judge over there in the federal building to make his calls.
Coming up next, the fast food workers' strike, what's going on in Egypt, and the Pope. All on the way when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all now. I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's biggest back to school sale Friday and Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's birthday, and this weekend we're kicking off a month-long party. It's Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Now through Sunday, save big on gear throughout the store, like exclusive Shure white microphones, $39. Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustics, 74% off list, $89. Score anniversary exclusives, bundles, and instant rebates on top brands like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Yamaha, Mackie, Presonus, Tama, Zildjian, and more. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary celebration. Don't miss it.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Not a member yet? Not a problem. Shop Sam's Club during our open house, August 2nd through 4th. Everyone's invited to shop the club with no membership required. Come in and see how much you can save at our Sam's Club open house this weekend only. Sam's Club. Join and save. Because life is better when you're in the club.
Up to the number six item on this week's countdown, the fast food workers strike. Host Mike Valenti and Terry Foster talking about the sense of entitlement that they say is fueling the strike by fast food workers.
I'll tell you what makes me angry and what should make you angry. Have you caught this article about these demonstrations and walkouts? I hesitate to use the word protests at the local fast food restaurants.
That is a protest, brother.
Okay. These goofballs are staging a series of Detroit walkouts, rallying for a, get this, $15 minimum wage. Workers organized by a group D15, a coalition of faith-based labor organizations, walked off the job and rallied outside of McDonald's and Taco Bell in Detroit, Warren, Lincoln Park, Flint, Southfield.
It's Taco Bell, too?
Yeah. Oh, McDonald's workers say they start at $7.40 an hour and see minuscule raises over long periods of time. McDonald's, after the last series of demonstrations, responded by saying its restaurant offer opportunities for crew members to earn more money moving up in management. I'm going to tell you something. This is the biggest issue with society right now. You don't want to be working at McDonald's. You don't want to be working at Taco Bell. You don't want to be working earning $7.40, $8.20, $9.10. Go to school. Better yourself. Either that or work harder. Or better yet, both. I am so sick and damn tired of this. Oh, we make $7.40. We demand $15. To do what? Flip a burger? $15? I'll tell you one thing. Your value meal is going to go up a hell of a lot.
No, it better not.
Look, I'm making a point to you. This type of crap is exactly where this country is in 2013. Everybody's got this sense of entitlement. I deserve more. I should get more. Give me more. How about you get off your ass and go get it? How about you go do something for it? Oh, double our pay. Hey, newsflash, you work at a fast food restaurant. All right? That's part of the process to making yourself better.
Mike, I got bad news.
What?
It spread to Burger King and Wendy's.
Sure, go ahead. Let everybody get some. What a joke. You know what? That's why. That, my friends, is the problem in 2013. You work at a fast food restaurant, you're demanding a double in salary to $15. For what? You going to do double the work? You going to pump out double the product? You're already some of the most miserable people on the planet. Look, bottom line is this. You want it, go get it. Get out and work. Work and work your way up. Do it.
Egypt, number seven on the countdown on CNN. Here's Hala Gorani talking to Osama Morsi, the son of President Mohamed Morsi, for his take on what's really going on in Egypt.
Have you been in touch with your father at all since he was deposed July 3rd?
No.
Do you know where he's being held?
No, I don't know. I saw him last time in the middle of the day of the coup.
And you haven't seen him or heard from him in any way since July 3rd?
No.
Have you been in touch with any government officials? Have you been trying to get information through other channels?
No, I am Morsi's son and Morsi's lawyer, but there is no legal way I can work. No one is saying anything legally about his situation, about his place, about where is he, and what is legal situation.
I spoke with the interim prime minister of Egypt, Hazem El Bablawi. I asked him about the detention of your father, and this is what he had to say. Listen.
He is receiving generous treatment, a very kind one, very respectful. So there is no complaint on this regard.
I think it's a joke. Why would I believe him? He is not legitimate head of ministers. He came after a military coup, a bloody military coup. He lied about violence. He lied about demonstrations, respectfully treating. He killed protesters. And why would I believe him?
So what goes through your mind when you hear government ministers, or the prime minister in this case, talk about your father and the fact that he should be held accountable for the time he spent in office and that he abused his power back then? What do you think? What is your response to them?
Shame. They are trying to hide their crime. He was at the power. He was the president, the legitimate president, the elected president. They robbed it. They did this bloody military coup, and they kidnapped the president, the legitimate president Morsi in Egypt, and they have no legitimacy at all.
I spoke with Osama, with the prime minister, and he said that the Muslim Brotherhood as a group would not be banned so long as religion and politics were kept separate, and said that the process would be all-inclusive.
Do you believe him? He lied about every action and everything he said. He killed the protesters. He killed Egyptian people. Do not ask us, please, when will you stop being killed? But ask those criminals, those international criminals, when will you stop killing Egyptian people?
Number 8 on the countdown, the Pope and his comments about gay priests. Here's host Bill Meyer talking to Ashley McGuire from the Catholic Association, who says there's really nothing new in what the Pope had to say the other day about homosexuality.
Tell us a little bit about the Catholic Association. What is your mission there?
Yeah, no, we're a group of lay Catholics. We're largely devoted to the cause of religious freedom, especially in the wake of what President Obama has been doing with this Health and Human Services mandate. But we also just focus on sort of everyday issues that Catholics are dealing with and thinking about and talking about.
So what Pope Francis said the other day about homosexuality, that's really fin gruel or old gruel, really. There's nothing new there, right?
Yeah, no, I think most of the Catholic world was sort of couldn't understand why people were so shocked or why there was so much attention to what he said about homosexuality, just because it was totally in line with church teaching. And the idea of not judging someone is not novel. And so people were a little bit taken aback, I guess, by how much attention it got.
Attention because it was talking about homosexuality, or because it was something different? That's what I'm trying to understand even a little bit more before we go into the other issue that you brought up.
Well, you know, I think it's not surprising that it got so much attention in some respects because the media is so obsessed with the topic of homosexuality. But Catholics were surprised that it was treated as if the Pope was presenting something new or changing church teaching or signaling a shift. You know, all these different phrases I saw in headlines.
Oh.
It just wasn't the case at all.
All right. So there was really no change there. All the Pope was really saying is that we don't want to marginalize these folks. It wasn't commenting on the sin or non-sin of the lifestyle. Is that what I'm to understand?
No. Yeah, not at all. I mean, there was no change there. And he was really talking about priests. And all he was doing was sort of reifying the point that priests think about celibacy. So really, at the end of the day, the sexual orientation of a priest is not relevant. If they're, in fact, obeying their vow of celibacy.
Up next, Ariel Castro and baseball suspensions here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Continuing on the countdown, I'm Doug Steffen, number 9, the Ariel Castro sentencing. Host Bob Franz and Glenn Forbes talking about some of the horrific moments, some of the inspiring moments from this week's sentencing.
You guys watched all the testimony. You watched, or the statements, I guess. It's technically not testimony, but the statements made by the police officers, by the investigators, statements made by prosecutors and defense attorneys, Michelle Knight herself, Ariel Castro. What was the single most impactful thing that you heard, Glenn?
Had to be Ariel Castro talking about how the sex with the girls was consensual. There were times that they asked for it. When Ariel Castro turned around and looked at Michelle Knight and said, "You guys know there was a lot of harmony in that house." That was pretty incredible. On the flip side, it was...
Hold that thought for 1 second.
Most of the sex that went on in the house, apparently all of it, was consensual. These allegations about being forceful on them, that is totally wrong. Because it was a sign that they would even ask me for sex many times.
And then he went on to talk about how all three had multiple partners before him. This took victim blaming to a level never seen before. On the flip side, it was Michelle Knight talking about her son, how she had hoped to see him again, how she was told by Ariel Castro that no one cared for her, her family didn't care, nobody cared about her and them. And also when Michelle Knight talked about how her and Gina kept each other lifted up. Gina nursed Michelle back to health, according to Michelle, when she was near death. Those statements from Michelle were the most, none of this is really positive, but those were the most positive, impactful statements coming from Michelle, talking about how she was getting ready to move on.
Some of it is almost inspiring, like I said, because I don't know how anybody myself or anybody can really hope to endure all of that and come out on the other side a whole person.
Number 10 on the countdown. The Major League Baseball suspensions that'll take place at any time now. Host Dave Logan and Dave Krieger talking to Richard Justice from Major League Baseball. Both of these guys think Rodriguez has played his last game. What do you think? Well, we'll find out as you react to these conversations and these comments.
Let me ask you about what has happened recently with Biogenesis and Major League Baseball stepping in, the Ryan Braun case where he has evidently accepted the penalty of Major League Baseball. He will not appeal. He'll miss the entire remainder of the season, but he's going to be good to come back next year. What are you hearing with respect to Alex Rodriguez, and what does his future look like in terms of him playing again for the New York Yankees?
Suspensions are imminent, and by imminent, I mean within the hour or within 24 hours. It's imminent. Baseball wants to get this behind them, and then this next thing that's going to happen, the owners and players are going to reopen the collective bargaining agreement and go to 100 games or something like that for first-time offenders. And this is player-driven. The players wanted this. There were two flashpoints last year. Ryan Braun got off on a technicality, and that angered players. And then Melky Cabrera served a 15-game suspension and cashed it in for $16 million contract with Toronto. So that's going to happen. A-Rod's a little bit different in that he said he's going to fight it. What my understanding is baseball's offered him a suspension through the end of 2014. That essentially would be a $35 million hit on his contract. And the way A-Rod looks at it is, I'm going to fight it every nail of the way. Whatever I pay a lawyer is not going to be $35 million. So in for a dime, in for a dollar. I don't know what's going to happen. My sense is the commissioner's office is looking for a way to make sure he never gets on the field again. I don't think he's ever going to play for the Yankees. I'd be surprised if he ever played for anybody else. I don't know how much of a bubble he lives in. Apparently, it's a pretty big bubble. But if he senses that he's going to play another major league game, he probably needs to get some better advice from people. To me, it's just a matter now of arguing over the money. How much of that $195 million the Yankees still owe him, how much are they going to have to pay him?
Yeah, Richard, a lot of the spray back really on the Braun thing this year seems to be, from players, seems to be,
yes,
you know, the financial hit that he's going to take compared to the financial bonanza that he's already signed for is just very small.
So let's go through the countdown list again, starting at number 10 with the Major League Baseball suspensions that are pending. And then at number 9, the sentencing of Ariel Castro. And then at number 8, the Pope's comments on gay priests. And then at number 7, what's going on in Egypt. And then at number 6, the fast food worker strike. And then at number 5, Detroit's bankruptcy. And then at number 4, Edward Snowden's Russian asylum. Number 3, the Manning verdict. Number 2, the Wiener case. And Obamacare. You know that. You heard that from the beginning. You've been around for the whole hour, right? So you know number 1 is Obamacare. And those are the items on the list this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks for being here. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.